You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get going into our entree, let me give you a little bit of bad news, Jeremy Padgett.
Oh, great. Great.
I know.
What do you have?
The damned pandemic has cost us so many things, and now it has taken yet another slice out of Americana because 7-Eleven has announced this year there will be no free Slurpee Day.
No!
I know!
No! Fist to the air.
Every year on July 11th, which is 7-Eleven.
Get it?
Get it. They've been able to let you walk in and get a free Slurpee. Not this year.
Mm.
The way they've worded it is because of, quote, uncertainties associated with the pandemic.
Yeah. They don't want a bunch of people flooding their stores, I guess, to get the free Slurpee.
But I'll tell you something else. We know the people who do some marketing for 7-Eleven. They're good people. They've taken care of us over the years.
Yep.
They are brilliant because what they came up with is the thing that you can still get your free Slurpee if you are a member of their loyalty app.
Oh, you get like a coupon or a code or something?
Sign up for that, and they will send you a coupon that you can use at any point in July for a free Slurpee.
Honey, we got our coupon.
So anyway, just trying to share the bad news with everybody.
Thanks.
Trying to get through our lives. There was a little stat that Jer and I were looking at. Well, this was just a few days ago, and we wondered if it's something that we should talk about on the show, and the answer, I think, is yes. Because dating is already a challenge for many people. And you have some people say, oh, I hate dating. I can't imagine
being back out there, honestly.
Well, and that's the thing is that so many Americans, you know, who have been in a relationship for years and years and years and years, and then suddenly they are thrust back out into the dating world.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I can see that with you. And I don't mean that in a shot.
No, it'd just be so much work, I think, and just I would be frightened. I would be scared.
You're very much you like your routines. You like your...
Very much so.
You know that this is here. You park in the same spot here.
Yep.
You do this. You do your breakfast. That's why this morning I was blown away because Jeremy ate his cheese stick at a different time than he normally does.
I was an
does.
Hour early, Dom.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I haven't felt right ever since. So... So, yeah, I can't imagine being out there with a whole new world of opinions and thoughts and different people. And
right.
It's scary. Couldn't do it.
All right. So what came up, though, is that we're looking at we've talked before about people having certain criteria and they refuse to date someone if they have, say, a dog or a cat or if they're a smoker, which, okay.
Yeah, I get
or
that.
They will not date someone who is at least 6 feet tall. Or they will not date someone who doesn't have a job. Or they will not date someone who drives a monster truck. Or they won't. There's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Well, now, 84% of people say they will not date someone. And before I tell you what it is, think about how high that number is.
It's almost everybody.
Right.
It's
8.5 out of every 10.
It's almost everybody.
Will not date someone who does not share their political view.
Oh, you said the P word. Politics. Don't everyone freak out just because we said politics either.
They will not consider going out with someone who doesn't.
I can see that, man. It is so vicious and crazy, and you are either on one side or the other right now. So how in the world could you date somebody on the opposite side? You'd be butting heads constantly. You wouldn't be able to read the news together, watch the news together, anything. It would be constant fighting.
But it's not, because this is Gretchen and me. We have, for the most, we have some things that we agree on politically, some.
Yeah.
But I would say there's a larger number of things that we don't.
Well, then you're a much more mature couple than these 84%.
Well, we like to think we are. But I'm wondering if we have listeners who could call us this morning and talk about this, how they've been in maybe a marriage for 15 years with someone and they don't agree politically, but their attitude is, well, so what?
I could see where you could have fun with that. Like every time an election would come around, you'd jab each other a little bit and then, you know, say, I'm canceling your vote out. It's a total cancel, cancel. All right, you vote that way and I'm going to go ahead and cancel your vote out.
Right.
You know, you could have fun with it if you're an adult.
What's the very famous political couple? He was like a consultant for the Democratic Party, and she worked for the Republican Party. And they're very famous. I can't believe I've spaced on their names,
but I don't know.
I'll look that up. But I mean,
they made it work.
They got married, and they were like front and center national politics. And they still were like, "Eh, what the hell? We love each other." And I guess
I can't.
I'm just disappointed in Americans. Is that fair?
I guess, but man, everybody is so angry right now. Like, for one, I can't imagine dating right now. But then dating someone with a opposite political view would also be very difficult. But then I think it really escalates because it's this time of year, too, going very soon into November, where it's like a huge election. You couldn't date anybody right now. It would be so difficult right now because politics is so top of mind. And the biggie's coming up in November, and you could not, if you had opposite views on who you want to be president, I don't think you could really make it work right now.
I really don't. Let me ask you something, and I mean this sincerely. Am I naive? Maybe I'm naive. I like my naivete in this area because I cannot understand people who wall themselves off to any other idea. So all they do is their entire life is spent in just their own tribe who agrees with them completely.
Right. But if you've been like that for years and years and years, you're not going to switch that person.
If it's how
you were raised, that's your background for years and years, that's how they are now,
but
you're not going to flip them.
Why do we feel like we have to convert everybody to our way of thinking? That's what I don't understand.
And
it just becomes an echo chamber. And Facebook, which I got off of because it was just driving me crazy, is the biggest echo chamber of all. You have your people and you will not listen to anything else from anybody, from anybody. And that's the only people you want to be around. I'm like, what a closed off way of living your life. You don't have to agree with them, but you can at least hear them and they can still be somebody that I care deeply about. Posted on Facebook not long ago, if you don't agree with me politically, unfriend me now.
Which is a bummer.
And my first thought was, you can't even be friends with someone
because you could be missing out on
politics?
Some great friendships on 100 different things, 100 different topics, 100 different opinions, but this one is going to end a pretty cool friendship.
Like I said, I just could be naive. And maybe that's the only way to live is that you only walk around with people who think exactly like you. And I'm like, what a horrible thing
for
our
society. But it could be like our jobs, too, where we allow a lot to roll off our shoulders. And we do hear a lot of opinions and thoughts and things like that. So we're kind of like a sponge for all that. Like, we kind of get it. We can roll with all that where a lot of people don't.
So
it's
many
our job.
People I love. I mean, there's so many people I love who I don't agree with politically, and I'm like, so what?
I'll still see you at Thanksgiving, whatever.
Exactly.
You vote your way, I'll vote mine, and we'll just move on.
I just don't care that we disagree.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. But again, I might be stupid, and maybe this is the only way to be, is to wall yourself off from anybody who doesn't think like you. I don't get it. The lines are lit up.
I know. People are fired up.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. Those of you who are on hold, don't go away. We'll come back and we'll chat with you next. About 15 minutes away from today's Mindbender, that's coming up. We are talking about this survey that Jeremy and I were looking at. 84% of people said they will not even consider dating someone who doesn't agree completely with them when it comes to politics. Kind of stuns me. I mean, I married a woman who feels differently politically than me, and she and I don't give a rat's about it. It's like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. And that couple that I was thinking of was Mary Madeline and James Carville. They're both big political strategists. And he's hardcore Democrat. She's hardcore Republican. They're married, happy, love each other. They have a great life.
Great
and they're
example.
Like at the top of the peak of politics.
Yeah, that's
right?
Their business.
So anyway, that's going on. Let's talk to JD about this. Hey, JD, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good,
we're
buddy.
Doing great.
I'm ready to vote.
Disclaimer for everyone is like, I like your show because you never talk about politics. Well, we're not really talking about politics because we're not talking about specific issues.
We're not rooting for either side here. It's just a relationship
thing.
No, we're
just talking about how men and women, why they can't get along this way. JD, what do you think? JD is gone. Here's Rose. Hello, Rose. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
Well, fine, Rose.
So good. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's an interesting conversation. My husband and I just celebrated 45 years of marriage, and he is a strong Republican, and I am a strong Democrat. And guess what? We keep it out of the conversation. It has nothing to do with our lives. It's just how we both feel, and it's okay. Don't talk about
it. You don't ever bring it up with each other? And just kinda,
I think that would be that would be fun, though.
I know. I kind of feel like after that many years, you can kind of have some fun with it, I think.
At least take little shots at each other.
Do you guys, put the signs in the front yard, and then he'll run out and take your sign out and put his down? And
good point. Yeah, we could do a little running back.
I think so. Like, put his candidate a bumper sticker on your car, and you can do that for him.
Why not?
Well, have some fun with it, Rosie.
That wouldn't cause any problems.
You're wonderful. Thank you for being a shining example of couples who can get along. I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you very much. You boys have a great day.
Well, you too.
You, well, thank you for being on the show. Jeremy, is it that different from somebody who's a CU fan and somebody who's a CSU fan?
Kinda.
Well, I mean, but really?
But really.
I mean, they're passionate about things.
But yet, I'm starting to sway. Like, but if this is your thing, this is your thing that you could absolutely not deal with, then so be it. Because, I mean, how is it any different than if you're 100% I'm not going to date a smoker? Or right. I'm 100% not going to date a shoplifter? You know, like if... if it's a serious issue to you and you can't do it, then so be it, I guess.
I know, but one is, you know, smoking, which stinks up the house and your breath and gives cancer and stuff like that. The other one is just different ideas. Are we that opposed
maybe
to
those
other
ideas are, you know, stinking up your psyche and your house and giving you anxiety? I mean, you couldn't do it.
Here's Jacob on the phone. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Howdy.
What do you want to say, buddy?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys about Facebook, the reason why people unfriend each other and don't want to have people in their circle with different political beliefs. You say Rose's been married to her husband for 45 years. Congratulations, Rose. It's amazing. But the reason why millennials do that is because in writing, everything lasts forever. So millennials are scared of putting their radical beliefs out there and then having them get screenshot by people that disagree with them politically sent to their employers or their other friends and damaging their reputation just because of how they think. So it's really just a safety issue.
I can't disagree with you on that.
I kind of do disagree.
Really?
The first area I would stop is saying, what is this millennial thing? I see it happening with every age group.
I don't see.
This is not a millennial thing.
I want
this
everyone just to throw the brakes on and stop posting every thought that comes to their mind on Facebook. That's where I get worried, like with the screenshots and if you apply for a job and they dig up your past on, you know, social.
Yeah. Jacob, thank you for that call. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us about that.
I kind of get what he's saying, though.
This would also be an area where I was talking not long ago about how I really, really, really want Facebook to have a feature where you can not you can
the
shut
are
off
you
comments.
Sure feature? Oh.
You can shut off comments because it's the comments that tend to really escalate and get people heated up the most. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
More than just the original post most of
the
time.
And then I also want the Are You Sure feature where you type something out, a comment or a post, and then before you hit submit, and then it pops up and says, Are you sure you want to submit this?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to post this? And then list the reasons why. This could affect future relationships, jobs, personal relationships.
That's true, Jeremy.
Yeah, we need that.
You know,
I don't know, man.
I don't want to preach to anybody, but I would just say if you're that way, just for 1 minute today, sit back and think about how bad it would be if you at least hear other opinions. You don't have to accept them. You don't have to embrace them. You don't have to love them. You can reject the opinion, but at least you hear it. You know?
Do you feel like
I don't
this
think there's anything wrong with that.
More a female would dig their heels in more on this where a big dumb guy would be like, yeah, I'll vote for whoever.
Well,
You want to make out? I feel like guys would be more likely to be like, you know, I vote this way, but I'm willing to change.
Well, you know? The survey that got us into this said women were more likely to say that I won't date somebody who doesn't share. And that's probably exactly the reason you said.
Yeah.
The guys are just like, well, I'll say whatever you want.
You have pretty hair.
Come on over here.
Guys are stupid.
You doing anything?
I have no political beliefs.
Yes.
I only believe in our relationship. In our love.
Anyway.
All right.
That's fun. And Rose, congratulations.
Get out and vote, everybody. Yeah, good for Rose. That's awesome.
We are minutes away from today's Mind Bender. What's the Mind Bender about today? Oh, it's about perfection.
I'm familiar.
A Mind Bender
I am familiar.
Every time you look in the mirror, right?
Oh, man, it just glows.
McDonald's sponsors this traffic update.